And this is the perspective which I will give when during this speech, and I hope that you can view this in a positive way. This is our perspective, this is our view, and I'll be very clear in my official response to the accusations of the Egyptian authorities, and I hope that we can address or we can evaluate any accusations from anywhere. I hope we can evaluate these accusations according to the perspective which I will present. Now, I'll go directly into the subject concerning the accusations made by the Egyptian authorities towards me personally and towards Hezbollah. I will speak about the facts first of all, and second of all, I will speak about the accusations, and third of all, I will make my own comments. Now, first of all, concerning the facts, the realities, of course, the facts and the accusations will be very brief because I think the whole world witnessed the accusations which were made, and the facts are not very long, the realities. On the 19th of the 11th of 2008, meaning before 1 month of the war, the Israeli war on Gaza, the Egyptian authorities arrested a Lebanese citizen, and the media outlets at that time said that a Lebanese citizen and other citizens, Palestinians and Egyptians, were of course taken into custody with the accusation of transporting certain military equipment into Gaza. And some media outlets at that time said that a Lebanese citizen, or the Lebanese citizen who was arrested, belongs or is a member of Hezbollah. That was the situation at that time. Now, we didn't make any comment then, and we continued to monitor this issue. We continued with this issue when we were always in contact with the brother of this arrested Lebanese citizen. Now, after 1 month from that period, the Zionist enemy, of course, imposed or launched this brutal war against Gaza. And everyone knows what happened during the Israeli war and Gaza, and everyone knows the position which was taken by the Egyptian regime and the position which was taken by Hezbollah. Hezbollah at that time made a very, very clear stance and said that the Rafah border crossing must be open and that the siege must be lifted on our people in Gaza, and the siege must be lifted on the resistance fighters in Gaza. At the beginning, of course, we called on the Egyptian authorities to open the Rafah border crossing, and when the Egyptian authorities refused, it was the least possible we could do, the least possible thing we could do was to condemn all those who are isolating Gaza and contributing in the siege on Gaza and closing the doors and the crossings on Gaza. And I had a very clear position. My position at that time was very clear. Now, after I took my stance at that time, the Egyptian authorities, the Egyptian leadership and the Egyptian intelligence began with a political and media campaign, a very harsh campaign against me personally and against Hezbollah as well. And a lot of things were said. They said I was an Iranian agent, an Iranian spy, etc., etc. And we considered that this Egyptian reaction, we understood this Egyptian reaction. We said we understood it. And this is a clear price which we pay from our stance which we took towards what happened in Gaza. And we were ready even for more than this, for more harsh reactions from the Egyptians. The interesting thing was that the magnitude of the media and political campaign which was managed by the Egyptian leadership against Hezbollah and against our brothers in Hamas and the rest of the members of other Palestinian factions, but concerning Hezbollah, this was a very, very harsh campaign against Hezbollah. And until now, we can still see this on the internet and on the media. We had many statements from many different sides in the Islamic and Arab world. I have a statement at that time, and I was surprised by the harsh tone used, and there were names and signatures, at least there were names, of course, about 200 intellectuals, 200 Sunni intellectuals condemned the Egyptian leadership, and they even said that the Egyptian president had betrayed his people, had betrayed Palestine. I didn't accuse Hosni Mubarak of betrayal, but these people did. But in spite of this, the Egyptian authorities did not go ahead with this harsh campaign against those Sunni intellectuals who actually accused Hosni Mubarak of betrayal. But concerning Hezbollah, they launched a very, very harsh campaign against Hezbollah. And I understand this because the issue of Hezbollah is not the issue of an intellectual or religious figure or a certain political group. The issue of Hezbollah is the issue of resistance. And there are certain sides or certain groups in the Arab world, when they take a harsh stance against the resistance and when they launch this campaign against the resistance, this makes them be on better terms with the Americans. This promotes their friendship with the Americans. So when certain sides accuse resistance movements and launch campaigns against resistance movements, they get closer to the Americans, have a better relation with the Americans. So I think this is a difference between Hezbollah and other sides who also accuse the Egyptian regime or Egyptian leadership at that time. Now, after the war, things calmed down and the door was open to Arab reconciliation, and we welcomed this Arab reconciliation, and we hope this reconciliation would reach a positive end. But just 2 days ago, the Egyptian state prosecutor came out with a statement which said, actually he directed accusations, and you heard these accusations on the media outlets. In principle, the most important points which I'd like to highlight, he says the state prosecutor Abdul Majid Mahmoud said that the interrogations have discovered that Hezbollah is striving to create security problems in Lebanon, instability in Egypt, He said that this Lebanese citizen and the others were trying to create security problems in Egypt and to put together a program or an agenda and recruit certain members to implement certain plans to go ahead with these acts which could violate security, which could hurt the security. He spoke, of course, the state prosecutor speaks about spying activities and also renting certain houses or units on the border between Egypt and Gaza. And he also says, and I quote, spreading Shiite ideology in Egypt. And the state prosecutor goes and continues and says that the interrogations have shown that the Secretary General of Hezbollah has assigned a high member of Hezbollah to, of course, go ahead with hostile actions in Egypt after he ended his speech on Ashura, when he tried to, of course, when he tried to turn the generals in the Egyptian population against the Egyptian regime, but the arresting of these people prevented these acts of violence from happening. Here I'm quoting what was said. Now, they also said that 49 people were arrested and that the Egyptian authorities went ahead with the interrogations and gave all the legal guarantees according to the laws. Of course, they prevented the lawyers from taking part in the interrogation, and they also said that the lawyers did not, associations did not accept to send their lawyers to go to defend those who were accused, although we heard something to the contrary. So these are the facts. Let me now comment. Now, concerning the comments, first of all, we are people who speak very frankly and who speak in a responsible manner, and we take responsibility for what we say. And concerning the things which we don't do, we say that these are lies against us. So for this reason, I would like to say, first of all, that Mr. Sami is a member of Hezbollah. That Lebanese citizen who was arrested is a member of Hezbollah. This is something which we don't deny. The Lebanese citizen is a member of Hezbollah. Second of all, what he was doing on the borders between Egypt and Palestine are logistic efforts to help the Palestinian brothers. These were logistic efforts to send military equipment for the resistance in Palestine. This is the whole issue. This is the only correct thing which was mentioned in the accusations. Although I told you, when the arrest was made, the Egyptian authorities said that a Lebanese citizen and other citizens were arrested with the accusation of sending military equipment to Gaza, But the state prosecutor, in his statement, he didn't speak about this accusation. He spoke about other accusations. But I'd like to tell you, clarify to you, this is the only thing he did. It was only logistical efforts. Of course, the Egyptian state prosecutor did not speak about the logistic efforts because this is a condemnation of himself and of the Egyptian authorities and leadership, not a condemnation of this person or these people. They should be proud of helping their brothers in Gaza. Now, the third point, all of these accusations made by the state prosecutor are fabricated. There is no true basis to what he said. And the aim of what was said by the state prosecutor is to turn the Egyptians against Hezbollah, to try and show the Egyptian people that Hezbollah is coming to create chaos in Egypt. I also heard that Hezbollah was planning to attack certain people in Egypt. He only forgot one thing. The state prosecutor. He forgot to mention that Hezbollah or these people who arrested were trying to overthrow the regime in Egypt. This is the only thing he did mention. I'm speaking here sarcastically, of course. Now, Hezbollah is very well known in Egypt, and Egypt, we know the Egyptian people respect all resistance fighters because this is the history of the Egyptian people. These are their sacrifices, their martyrs, and their prisoners were killed by the Israelis, and we had the victories achieved by the Egyptians previously. This is the nature of the Egyptian people. They support all resistance fighters. So, of course, Egyptian people respect Hezbollah. Of course, Hezbollah is respected in Egypt. Of course, resistance movements in Palestine and outside Palestine have the respect of the people of Egypt. So that what they wanted to do was to ruin the reputation of Hezbollah and Hamas and all resistance movements. And they also aim to give new credentials to the Americans and the Israelis at the time where we see Egyptian disappointment. I mean here Egyptian regime disappointment. The Egyptian regime is disappointed on all areas, regional issues, international issues. Now, if Obama comes to Turkey, Obama came to Turkey and wants to give Turkey a role, and there are other Arab countries which are playing an important role, and there are other regional countries playing an important role. And this is a problem of the Egyptian regime. Why attack us because of this issue? If they're upset because of the EU approach in the region, why do they want to attack us in this verbal way, this verbal harsh rhetoric? In addition, of course, those who are arrested with Sami, the Lebanese citizen, are 10. I don't know where they got the number of 50. Anyway, many of those people who were arrested have nothing to do with the Lebanese citizen, Sami Shahab. If they are accused of something else, I don't know. But if they want to say that this is a Hezbollah cell made up of 50 people, this is not true. Now, the fifth point. If helping the Palestinians, and let's be very frank here as well, if helping our Palestinian brothers who have their land occupied, who are being killed, who have lost their homes, who are suffering from hunger, if helping these people is considered a crime, and here today, officially, I confess to committing this crime. If this is a crime, I confess to committing this crime. If this is something we're guilty of, we consider this is something holy, something a godly duty. If this is an accusation, we are proud of such an accusation. And everybody knows it is not the first time whereby members of Hezbollah are arrested at the time where they are trying to send military assistance to Palestinians in occupied Palestine. This has happened previously, and this is well known. And so those who must be condemned today is the Egyptian regime. The Egyptian regime must be condemned, not Sami and his colleagues. The Egyptian regime today is the regime which must be condemned because the Egyptian regime continues to isolate Gaza and contribute to the siege on Gaza. Although Gaza is in dire need of the Rafah border crossing today, it needs the border crossing to be opened to rebuild all of these units, these housing units which were demolished and destroyed. The humanitarian sufferings are worse than ever before, but the siege still continues, and the Egyptian regime is a regime which must be condemned because the Egyptian regime is working day and night to destroy the tunnels which are the only veins of life, the only veins which give Gaza some kind of life. And you saw on the television screens that in these tunnels, not only military equipment is sent, but medical assistance is sent as well. I even saw cows being sent and sheep being sent and other consumer goods and food being sent. But the Egyptian regime is cooperating with and collaborating with the Israelis and the Americans to take away what remains of life, to destroy these veins of life, the tunnels. And at the same time, Israel is getting the most advanced military equipment, new military air force, air force equipment, and the Netanyahu Lieberman government. And you heard what they said, what Lieberman and Netanyahu said about the peace process and the negotiations. And they even insulted the Egyptian leadership personally, these two people, Lieberman and Netanyahu. So we expected, because of these big transformations and because of the changes in Palestine and in the Israeli entity, we expected the Egyptian leadership to call on the Arab governments in the region to study and to evaluate the steps which must be taken towards these developments which happened and towards the danger which Israel represents now to all countries of the region. This is what we expected from Egypt, especially in light of the international and American transformations happening. But unfortunately, we found that the Egyptian regime is still in the same position, still sticks to the same position, and the Egyptian regime is escalating its hostile stance against the resistance movements, including Hezbollah. Now, I'll go back to the accusations made once again. I would like to comment and say that this state prosecutor is very smart, because the intelligence which gave him this information, did we know preemptively, because the arrest came before the Gaza war in 1 month and 10 days. Now, after 1 month and 10 days from the arrest, the Gaza war happened. As if we know what will happen in the future, as if we know preemptively that a war will happen in Gaza, and get ready, you people, and during the war on Gaza, I'm going to go and make a speech, and then you can make all hell break loose in Egypt. So I'd like to advise the Egyptian state prosecutor, once he retires, let him work in the cinema or something, because he seems to think that we know what happens in the future. We can read the future. So I'd like to deny that Hezbollah has any intent in committing any attacks or in creating any instability or in attacking anyone in Egypt, nor in Egypt, nor anyone else. We are not intent on doing anything of that sort. After the stance we took during the war on Gaza, it was said that any Egyptian interests in the world will be targeted, and Hezbollah will be accused if any Egyptian interests are targeted. Even the Egyptian embassy in Lebanon, we did not take part in the protests in front of the Egyptian embassy in Beirut during the war on Gaza, so they wouldn't accuse us. Now, concerning the issue of spreading the Shiite ideology, this is a point, of course, we've gotten used to such rhetoric. We just have to put up with it. Now, they say Hezbollah, which has all of these religious figures, all of these institutions, all of these cultural centers which are respected in Lebanon, Hezbollah in Baalbek is not spreading Shiite ideology. In Tyre, in other areas in Lebanon where we have cultural centers, Shiite and Sunnis, we don't spread Shiite ideology in those areas as well. So how can it possibly be that Hezbollah send a person who is assigned with logistical efforts? I'm telling you, he was sent for logistics. Could it be possible that I send this guy to spread Shiite ideology? But we've gotten used to such rhetoric, as I said, because some Arab regimes, when they come face to face against Hezbollah, what can they say? Hezbollah, which liberated Lebanese territories, was the spinal cord for Lebanon. Hezbollah, of course, achieved a big victory in the July 2006 war. And you read just a few days ago in the Washington Post, not in a Syrian newspaper, nor neither in the Kayhan Iranian newspaper, in the Washington Post said that American military experts, ever since the end of the July 2006 war, studied this war, studied the military achievements made by Hezbollah, and studied the losses by the Israelis. And the Washington Post even said that the Americans sent experts to Israel, to the Israeli entity, to question, to hold these interviews with the Israeli generals. And they took lessons from this. And this played a big role in reconsidering the American military plots, the American military planning, the American military perspective. This is what was said by the Washington Post. American generals, American military experts trying to take military lessons from Hezbollah. So what can they say? Hezbollah is not honorable. Hezbollah did not give martyrs. Hezbollah is not frank. What can they say? How can they harm? How can they harm the respect which Hezbollah has in the Arab and Islamic world? The only way they can harm it, according to them, is the sectarian issue, trying to show that Hezbollah is spreading Shiite ideology. Now, concerning the other accusations, a spy for Iran, what does this mean? Hezbollah working as a spy for Iran. I am a friend, and Hezbollah is a friend of Iran, and we are proud of this friendship. And we hope that other resistance movements in Lebanon and Palestine and Iraq and other countries have friends like Iran and Syria. Now, the last part of the accusations, which leads me to the general idea. Now, concerning spying, this is very clear. This is not affecting the whole issue. And we witnessed all the opinion polls. I don't want what some editor-in-chiefs say, editor-in-chiefs of Egyptian newspapers, Egyptian outlets. We're not concerned with them. We are concerned with the opinion polls in the Arab and Islamic world from non-allied figures, even from figures who are actually against Hezbollah, institutions against Hezbollah. They make these opinion polls, they organize these opinion polls, and it's very clear that day by day, the resistance movements and the leaders of resistance movements, the symbols of resistance movements have big support. This support is actually increasing day by day. This is what opinion polls show. And even in the houses of the leaders, of the Arab regimes, there is respect. So let's put aside the issue of spying, and let's put aside the issue of spreading Shiite ideology. Now, let's go to the last point, which I would like to concentrate on, and after that I will explain our policy. I'd like to speak about this issue of the giving Hezbollah, trying to show Hezbollah in a different picture, trying to show Hezbollah as if it's an organization which wants to put together cells in Arab countries and which wants to create instability in the Arab countries and wants to overthrow Arab regimes and wants to hurt Arab nationalism and is actually training certain opposition groups in one country or another. I would like to focus on this, on these accusations. Now, I'd like to apologize to Al-Qaeda, but to try and show Hezbollah or Hamas, to try and show these movements as if they're similar to Al-Qaeda, and to try and accuse them of fighting in Yemen or fighting in Saudi Arabia or Pakistan and Afghanistan, in Chechnya, in Egypt. Of course, Al-Qaeda has its own ideology, has its own thinking, and that's Al-Qaeda's business. But for Hezbollah, no, we're different. And here I'd like to say, I'd like to explain our perspective, I'd like to explain our policies very clearly. Hezbollah does not want to enter into any hostile relation with any Arab regime or with any regime in the Islamic world or with any regime in the world. We have Israel only because we believe that Israel's existence is illegitimate, is an illegitimate existence, a hostile existence. So our hostile relation with Israel is based upon this. And we have the American administration. Our hostility towards the American administration is because of the American administration's policies. If the American administration changes its policies, we won't be hostile to this American administration anymore. So we don't want to go into any hostile ties with the Arab and Islamic world. Now, concerning the Arab world, we don't want any hostile ties or any hostile relations with any Arab regime. We don't want to enter into any confrontation with any Arab regime. Let me be very clear. We don't want to enter into any security, political or media confrontation with any Arab regime. You even found that they tried to accuse, sometimes they even accused Al-Manar. For example, the Hezbollah-owned channel, they accused Al-Manar of trying to spread instability. But Hezbollah, Al-Manar is a media outlet. But even in our media outlets, we are always cautious of not going into any confrontations with any Arab regimes. Now, concerning the Arab people, once again, we have our friendships, we have our normal relations with the Arab people, and we also participate in many conferences in the world, and there are many opposition groups in many countries who expect from us to take positions against the official regimes in their respective countries. But we were very clear that we are not in the process of entering into confrontation or entering into hostility against any regime. We do not want, and we cannot. We have a clear mission. Our mission, let me be very clear, our mission, our duty, we are a Lebanese party. We are a normal Lebanese party, and some people want to say that we have far-reaching hands in the region which go outside Lebanon, but we are a Lebanese party. All our members are Lebanese, and we don't have any branches in Egypt, nor do we have a branch in Jordan or in Kuwait or in Bahrain or in Saudi Arabia or in Djibouti or anywhere else. We are a Lebanese party on Lebanese territories with a Lebanese leadership and Lebanese members, and our main cause and the reason Hezbollah was founded, the reason for our existence, the reason why we continue to exist, the cause which we won't abandon, is liberating the occupied territories, protecting Lebanon, and confronting the Zionist plan, which represents a danger to Lebanon and to all countries of the region and to all peoples of the region and to all governments of the region. This is our mission. This is our duty. So we don't have problems with anybody else. The official regime in a country, whether it be a dictatorship, a kingdom, a democracy, illegitimate, whatever you describe the Arab regimes, this is not our business. We don't intervene in these issues. Even in Iraq, the issue of the political process and the government which was formed in Iraq, many people called on us to take a stance towards what happened in Iraq. We don't take any position, any stance against any Arab government in Iraq or elsewhere. We take a position towards the occupation. Yes, we took a stance against the American occupation in Iraq. We support Iraqi resistance against the American occupation, but we don't support Iraqis fighting Iraqis. This is something, this is our position, our clear position. Even concerning the people, of course, some members of the opposition might consider this, that this is inappropriate or this might hurt them. But no, we were very clear. I remember when we witnessed more than one crisis in some Arab countries, messages were sent to us on the internet. It said, Hezbollah, we supported you in the July 2006 war. Now we are facing a problem with our regime, with our government. We want your support. We apologize to these people. We said it's a different issue. You supported us, and we thank you for that. But you supported us against a common enemy, an enemy of us all, which is Israel. But concerning your internal problems, in any Arab country, Hezbollah cannot intervene, and we don't want to intervene. Yes, if we can play a positive role to bring opinions closer together, yes, we will not mind. We have respect. Many respect us. Even many Arab leaders, if they disagree with us in politics, they agree with us in their hearts. If we can help them to prevent internal problems, we won't have any. To prevent internal problems, we wouldn't mind, but to take sides in any internal conflict inside an Arab country, we, Hezbollah, which is a Lebanese Islamic jihadist movement, we do not consider ourselves to be a group which can intervene and take sides in internal problems. This is based upon our ideology. Of course, we have differences with others. Some consider that it's their legitimate duty to intervene in every country and to take part in every battle. But we have a different perspective. We have different priorities. And based upon our ideology, based upon our thinking, we identify what our mission is. our mission is against occupation, to liberate occupied territories, not to intervene in the internal problems and take sides in internal problems of Arab countries. So in confronting Israel, in confronting as our duty, in helping our brothers in Palestine, this is our duty, just like it was a duty of the whole world to help us during the resistance or during the fight against Israel and Lebanon, and the duty of the people to help Lebanon to liberate the rest of its territories and to help Lebanon against the assaults of Israel. This is our stance. This is our clear position. So, in this perspective, there are two details which I'd like to highlight. For example, a few weeks ago, Al Hayat newspaper quoted the Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh the following. He says, he speaks about Al-Houthi groups in Yemen getting support from Hezbollah. He said this support maybe is not given from Hezbollah as leadership. So he's not accusing me personally, maybe, but he accused members of Hezbollah of supporting Al-Houthi group. And he said that Al-Houthi got assistance in making bombs, in manufacturing bombs, putting together bombs. This assistance came from members of Hezbollah, and that members of the Houthiyin are going to Lebanon. Of course, Houthiyin are a group which is considered to have bad ties with the Yemeni leadership. So he says members of Hezbollah came. If he has such information tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, of course, a member of Hezbollah, which is signed with the task of relations with Arabs, can go to the Yemeni embassy and ask the question, who are the Hezbollah members who are training these Yemeni people? I don't know, of course. I don't have very clear information about what's going on in Yemen, so I'm not going to take a stance towards this issue. I'm not going to take a stance with the Houthiyin against the Yemen leadership, nor with the Yemen leadership against the Houthiyin group. We hope that this issue will end, and we hope that the problem will be over. But we are not part of this conflict. And I do know that Hezbollah is a disciplined movement, and I don't think that there are any members of have any information. We are ready to investigate. Of course, they say some people come to.
Thank you for watching Press TV, and that's Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed.